Even though she had lived in Brimstone's shop, she still didn't understand where it was, only that you could enter through doorways all over the world and end up right here. As a child, she used to ask Brimstone where exactly here was, only to be told brusquely, elsewhere. Wherever it was, the shop was a windowless clutter of shelves. Viper fangs, canines, grooved elephant molars, overgrown orange incisors from exotic jungle rodents. They were all collected in bins and apothecary chests, strung in garlands that draped from hooks, and sealed in hundreds of jars you could shake like maracas. The ceiling was vaulted like a crypt, and small things scurried in the shadows, their tiny claws scritch-scritching on stone. In the damp around the drains, there were snails with the heads of bullfrogs, and overhead, the ubiquitous moth-winged hummingbirds hurled themselves at lanterns, setting them swaying with a creak of copper chain. Off to the left, behind a huge oak desk, was Brimstone himself, and spread out on the desk were trays of teeth and small chests of gems.